Hello children, welcome back to the third and the last module of chapter 7, Cubes and Cube Roots of class 8 Mathematics. In the last two modules, we studied about cubes in detail. In this module, we are going to learn the inverse operation of finding cube. In chapter 6, Squares and Square Roots, you have studied that finding the square root is the inverse operation of squaring. In the same manner, we will learn that finding the cube root is the inverse operation of finding cube. Let us take an example. Consider the number 3. Its cube is 27. That is, 3 into 3 into 3 is equal to 27. Then we say that the cube root of 27 is 3. That is, 3 cube is equal to 27 and cube root of 27 is 3. Similarly, 4 cube is equal to 64 and the cube root of 64 is 4. 5 cube is equal to 125 and the cube root of 125 is 5. 12 cube is 1728 and the cube root of 1728 is 12. If we know the volume of a cube, then the length of its side can be obtained by finding the cube root of the volume. The symbol for cube root is given in the module 3 of the PowerPoint presentation and also in handout number 3. Let us take few more examples. The cube of 6 is 216, while the cube root of 16 is 6. Cube of 7 is 343, while the cube root of 343 is 7. Cube of 8 is 512, while the cube root of 512 is 8. Cube of 10 is 1000, while the cube root of 1000 is 10. Now let us study the methods for finding the cube roots. There are two methods for finding the cube root of a number: the prime factorization method and the estimation method. Let us first study about finding the cube root of a number through the prime factorization method. Consider the number 3375. 3375 is resolved into its prime factors as 3 into 3 into 3 into 5 into 5 into 5. There are 3 threes and 3 fives in its prime factorization. So, we group them as 3 cube into 5 cube or 3 into 5 the whole cube, following the laws of exponents. A raised to m into b raised to m will be ab whole raised to m. Therefore, 3 cube into 5 cube is equal to 3 into 5 the whole cube or 15 cube. Therefore, cube root of 3375 is equal to cube root of 3 into 5 the whole cube, which is 15. Take another example. 74,088. We'll take a bigger number now. Its prime factorization is 2 into 2 into 2 into 3 into 3 into 3 into 7 into 7 into 7. That is, there are 3 2s, 3 3s and 3 7s in the factorization of 74,088, which can be grouped as 2 cube into 3 cube into 7 cube or 2 into 3 into 7 the whole cube. 2 into 3 into 7, the whole cube, gives 42 cube. Therefore, cube root of 74,088 is equal to 42. Now, if we know that the given number is a cube number, then we can find its cube root through the estimation method. There are 3 steps in this method. First, make groups of 3 digits starting from the rightmost digit of the number. Then, first group will give you the 1's digit of the required cube root. Further, the second group gives the 10th digit of the required cube root. Let us understand this with an example. Consider the cube number 857375, a 6-digit number. 857,375. In the first step, make groups of 3 digits starting from the rightmost digit of the number. That is, in 857375, the last 3 digits are 375, which forms the first group, while the next 3 digits, that is 857, form the second group. Now, the first group, that is 375, will give the unit digit of the required cube root. The number 5 in 375 will take the unit's place of the cube root, because we know that 5 comes at the unit's place of a number only when its cube root ends in 5. So 5 occupies the unit's place of the cube root. Next, take the second group, that is 857. The number 857 lies between 9 cube and 10 cube. That is, 857 lies between 729 and 1000. Let us take 9 as the digit in the 10th place of the cube root, because it is the smaller of the 2 numbers 9 and 10. Therefore, the cube root of 857375 is 95. To understand further, let us take one more example. Find the cube root of 17,576. First, make groups of 3 digits from the rightmost end of the number. Since this is a 5-digit number, the first group is 576, which has 3 digits, while the second group contains only 2 digits, that is 17. First, take 576. The digit 6 is at its unit's place. Therefore, the 1's place of the required cube root is 6. Now, take the next group, 17. We know that 17 lies between 8 and 27. That is, the cubes of 2 and 3. That is, it lies between 2 cube and 3 cube. The smaller number among 2 and 3 is 2. So, 2 occupies the 10th place of the cube root. Thus, cube root of 17,576 is 26. So that's it, children. Before I end this chapter, let me summarize the important points and concepts learned in this chapter. We learned about Hardy Ramanujan number, how cubes are formed, their properties, some interesting patterns, using cubes, how to get perfect cubes, meaning of cube root, and finding the cube root of a number by both prime factorization method and estimation method. With this, we come to the end of Chapter 7, Cubes and Cube Roots of Class 8 Mathematics. Children, happy problem solving and happy learning. Thank you.